Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting second. The right fielder, Austin Hayes. Batting third. The first baseman, Trey Mancini. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Freddie Galvis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Michael Franco. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rio Ruiz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pedro Severino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Means. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Means. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff McNeil. Batting second. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting third. The right fielder, Michael Conforto. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin Pillar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jonathan Villar. Batting seventh. The catcher, James McCann. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Albert Almora. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcus Stroman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Marcus Stroman. And now, play ball. Cedric Mullins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mullins hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hayes hits a ball towards third. Villar makes a fielder's choice. Mullins moves to third. Hayes is on first. One out. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hayes moves to second. Mancini is on first. One out. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mountcastle hits a fly ball towards right. Conforto is there to make the catch. Two outs. Freddie Galvis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Galvis hits a ground ball towards first. Alonso fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McNeil hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lindor bunts towards first. Means scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. McNeil moves to second. One out. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Conforto hits a fly ball towards right. Hayes is there to make the catch. Two outs. Pete Alonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alonso hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco strikes out swinging. One out. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ruiz hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ruiz is out. Two outs. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Severino hits a line drive, base hit into center field. John Means is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Means strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Pillar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pillar hits a fly ball towards left. Mountcastle makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Villar softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Villar is out. Two outs. James McKen is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McKen hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mullins is one for one in the game, with a single. Mullins hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mullins is out. One out. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ground ball towards the mound. Stroman throws to first, and Hayes is out. Two outs. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mancini is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancini strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Albert Almora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almora hits a pop-up beyond second. Ruiz gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marcus Stroman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stroman strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McNeil is one for one in the game, with a single. McNeil hits a line drive, base hit into center field. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jose Peraza replaces Jeff McNeil as second baseman batting first. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mountcastle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mountcastle hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Mountcastle is out. One out. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Galvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Galvis hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Galvis is out. Two outs. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Franco is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 0 in the game. Lindor hits a pop-up towards third. Franco makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Conforto is 0 for 1 in the game. Conforto hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Hayes is there to make the catch. Two outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Kevin Pillar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pillar is 0 for 1 in the game. Pillar hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Alonso moves to third. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Villar is 0 for 1 in the game. Villar hits a pop-up beyond second. Ruiz gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruiz strikes out swinging. One out. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Severino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Severino is on with a walk. John Means is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Means is 0 for 1 in the game. Means hits a ground ball towards the mound. Stroman throws to second to get Severino. Means is on first. Two outs. Cedric Mullins, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mullins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullins hits a line drive deep towards center. Almora makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. James McCann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCann is 0 for 1 in the game. McCann is called out on strikes. One out. Albert Almora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Almora is 0 for 1 in the game. Almora strikes out swinging. Two outs. Marcus Stroman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroman hits a line drive towards short. Galvis makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball towards center. Almora makes the catch for the out. One out. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mancini is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancini is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mountcastle hits a fly ball towards left. Pillar makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Peraza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peraza hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Peraza moves to second. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conforto is 0 for 2 in the game. Conforto hits a ground ball towards second. Ruiz throws to second to get Lindor. Peraza moves to third. Conforto is on first. One out. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alonso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Mancini makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Pillar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pillar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pillar hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Galvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Galvis hits a ball towards third. Villar can't make the play in time. Galvis gets a base hit. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Galvis moves to second. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ruiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruiz bunts in front of the plate. McCann scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Galvis moves to third. Franco moves to second. One out. Pedro Severino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Severino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severino is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Aaron Loop replaces Marcus Stroman as pitcher and batting ninth. DJ Stewart pinch hits for John Means batting ninth. Pat Valaika pinch hits for DJS. Pat Valaika is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. To Ward batting ninth. Valaika hits a line drive towards right. Conforto is there to make the catch. Galvis scores. Franco moves to third. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullins hits a ground ball towards short. Linder has it and steps on second to get the force on Severino. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Adam Plutko replaces Pat Valaika as pitcher and batting 9th. Jonathan Villar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Villar is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Villar is on with a walk. James McKen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McKen is 0-for-2 in the game. McKen hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Albert Almora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almora is 0-for-2 in the game. Almora hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Almora is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Trevor May replaces Aaron Loop as pitcher and batting 9th. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. That ball is in the gap. Hayes rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Dominic Smith replaces Albert Almora as left fielder batting 8th. Kevin Pillar moves from left fielder to center fielder. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mancini is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancini strikes out swinging. 1 out. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Freddy Galvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galvis bunts down the third baseline for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Michael Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive towards shallow center. Pillar makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ryan McKenna replaces Ryan Mountcastle as left fielder batting 4th. Tomas Nito pinch hits for Trevor May batting 9th. Tomas Nito batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Nito is on with a walk. Jose Peraza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peraza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peraza strikes out swinging. 1 out. Tanner Scott replaces Michael Franco as pitcher and batting 6th. Ramon Urias replaces Adam Plutko as second baseman batting 9th. Rio Ruiz moves Fro Francisco Linder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Linder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. M second baseman to third baseman. That is ball 4. Linder is on with a walk. Nito moves to second. Michael Conforto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Conforto is 0-for-3 in the game. Conforto hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nito scores. Linder moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Mets 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jurys Familiar replaces Tomas Nito as pitcher and batting 9th. Rio Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruiz hits a fly ball towards left. Smith makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Severino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Severino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. That is ball 4. Severino is on with a walk. Ramon Urias is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Urias hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Severino moves to second. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mullins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mullins is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Hayes hits a ground ball towards second. Peraza has it and steps on second to get the force on Urias. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cesar Valdez replaces Tanner Scott as pitcher and batting 6th. Kevin Pillar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pillar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pillar hits a ball towards third. Ruiz can't make the play in time. Pillar gets a base hit. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Villar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Villar hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pillar moves to second. James McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McCann is 0 for 3 in the game. McCann strikes out swinging. 1 out. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Pillar scores. Villar moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Mets, 2. Patrick Mazzica pinch hits for Jurys Familia batting 9th. Patrick Mazzica is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to second. Patrick Mazzica is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mazzica hits a ball towards first. Mancini makes a fielder's choice. Villar scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Citi Field in New York.